Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to take a look at the new moon in Cancer, which just came through late last night, and the fact that this new moon in Cancer is making an opening square to Jupiter in Aries. That's a very powerful signature to start a new moon cycle for the month, really the month of July that we'll be experiencing it, but I thought about maybe just including this topic in the overview of July's astrology, but I decided to do a separate video just focusing on this new moon square Jupiter. And because I think it's going to be, there's some fireworks behind it, especially considering that it is happening as Mars and Pluto are perfecting. I think that's hugely important context for this new moon square Jupiter. So that is what we're going to look at today. Don't forget to like and subscribe, share your comments in the comment section. This helps the algorithm on YouTube pick up on the channel and its activity and recommend it to other people who are interested in astrology. So if you'd like to see more good things come out of this channel, help it grow, spread the news, like, subscribe, share the comments, really appreciate it. Transcripts of my daily talks can always be found on my website, nightlightastrology.com. If you go and visit nightlightastrology.com, you can learn more about my classes, the different kinds of readings I offer. If you have any questions about any of that, email me, info@nightlightastrology.com. All right, well, before we dive into a little five themes to watch for list that I have for this new moon in Cancer square Jupiter in Aries, I want to pull up the real-time clock and show you what it looks like. Some people will ask, you know, when can I feel this? How long can I feel this? Good questions. And the answer is a little tricky because it, for some people, if this lands on sensitive degrees in your chart, for example, anywhere near real close to 7 degrees of Cancer or 7 degrees of Aries, or if you have planets at 7 Cap or 7 Libra, those cardinal signs, you might feel it a lot more than, you know, someone else. If it's configured by aspect, if it's sitting on an angle in your chart. So that can really, it can make the transit a lot louder. But generally speaking, because it is a new moon, it is going to tone the moon cycle ahead. Imagine that you start your day, you know, with your favorite food, good conversation, you do your push-ups, you know, you meditate, whatever it is. How good are you feeling, right? Because you started the day in this right way. If you don't start your day in the right way, if you start it with crabbiness and, you know, you take a bite of a piece of fruit and it's all soggy and gross, you know, you're like, okay, well, the rest of the day can, you know how it goes. The rest of the day can follow suit. So how we start things matters. It matters in everyday little small ways. It matters in moon cycles. The seeding point of a new moon in Cancer is a very nice moon cycle because the moon is in its home sign. This one has a superior square from Jupiter. Jupiter is pushing its agenda and pushing it in a Mars-like way. Squares are of the nature of Mars. Pushing it in a Mars-like way on the new moon in Cancer, co-present with Mars in Aries as Mars is squaring Pluto. Very explosive moon cycle ahead. Doesn't mean it'll be explosive every day or every minute of every day. But with this new moon square Jupiter in the sign of the Ram, as Mars in the sign of the Ram is squaring Pluto, you know, in Capricorn, this is going to be a very dynamic moon cycle ahead of us. And that's why we're looking at it. So you will be able to feel this, I mean, I would say safely with Mars squaring Pluto on July 1st, maybe through the 4th or 5th. But really, it's the events of the next week that will tone everything that comes in the next 4 weeks or so of the moon cycle. So that's why we're looking at this. There are five themes that I wrote down that I think are going to be important. They are not, this is, you know, there's probably others you could add to the list, and maybe we'll even turn the jewel a little bit more as we stare down Mars and Pluto coming into the weekend. We also have to get through horoscopes for July, and we also have to get through the overview for July. So I will, I'll tell you right now that we've done 2 videos on Mars Pluto, but we'll probably have to figure out a way of sneaking in a little bit more content on Mars Pluto, given how powerful this aspect is and what I think is going to amount to a very potent weekend in the collective and for many people personally. But in the meantime, this new moon in Cancer squares Jupiter and Aries. Jupiter in Aries, along with Mars squaring Pluto, are in the superior position over the new moon. So they're really pushing their agenda onto and therefore toning this moon cycle in Cancer. So what should you watch for? Well, theme number one is civil, tribal, familial strife. I tried to use synonyms that kind of get at the same thing. Civil, social, tribal, familial strife. It is the fist fight in the grocery store. It is the Hatfields and the McCoys. It brings back echoes of, you know, the American Civil War, which, by the way, I believe happened as Neptune was entering Aries, which it will do in a couple of years. So for those of you who, I know I'm a jerk, but like many people have been asking me with everything going on in the news and as divisive as things have been over the past few years, do you see civil war? And it's like, I'm not going to predict whether I see civil war or not. If I see it, it'll because I guess it's because it's happening. But do I see any possibility for that in the stars with Neptune pushing toward the sign of Aries? I do believe that. And with, you know, Pluto shifting into Aquarius, those are some revolutionary and potentially violent shifts from the outer planets. So do I think this divisiveness could get worse? Yes, to the point of, you know, civil war I'm talking about here in the United States. I don't know. But with this transit in the microcosm, this is Jupiter in Aries, a planet that was related to the courts, law and lawgivers, lawmakers. Law in the ancient Greek world as the ideal state of harmonia, the idea of Jupiter as the thing that binds everything together cohesively because of good, noble, virtuous principles. So that's like the ideal of law. people will often think that Saturn is law, not typically unless you're thinking about law as punitive or consequential, or law as authority, or law as stricture or restriction, which is another dimension to the same topic. But Jupiter is like the, what is the ideal law or way that something should be governed? And when you have Jupiter in Aries, the sign of Mars, you see people fighting about that. And then it's impressing itself on the sign of Cancer, where, surprise, surprise, we are in the midst of a lot of turbulence in the United States around woman's right to choose what she will do when it comes to having a child or not. People asked me to comment on that, and I mentioned, you know, my thoughts and feelings on Instagram. I'm not going to go into them here. As you guys know, my forum is about the archetypes. I'm not, I'm someone who has my own feelings and opinions, and I like to keep this a place that's sort of, that's not really about that. But if you wanted to see how I feel, you'd go back to Instagram. I think I don't know if my story is still up or not, but I just kind of shared my thoughts on the whole thing. But we're seeing that right now. Whatever side you may be on within the debate, you can't deny archetypally that this is a very divisive issue that has to do with law. It has to do with women. It has to do with their bodies. It has to do with reproduction, Cancerian themes, and Jupiter and Aries themes. Just like we are also seeing Mars in Aries squaring Pluto in Capricorn, and the likeliness of tempers and anger and conflict and clashing, potentially any kind of demonstrations or continued intense displays of conflict around these kinds of topics: civil, familial, tribal strife. I think there's a case to be made that this Jupiter in Aries is with a superior square over the new moon in Cancer, is a symbolic picture of violence, oppression, or suppression toward women. I will tell you that that's based on how I feel about what's happening, because I happen to be someone who tends to respect people's choices to make choices about their own medical decisions. That's how I feel personally. I don't need anyone to agree with me, but I think there's a case to be made that you could say, look, Jupiter in Aries or the Mars-Pluto square, either one of them. There's been a lot of that in the air. If you go, you know, if you look at some of the things in the news, the topics of women and children, school violence, baby formula, running out of women's tampons. These are all just, I'm not trying to make any meaning necessarily of any of those things, but you can see that there is stress and tension around some of these themes. That is not surprising when Jupiter enters the sign of Aries, where it's in a very dominant masculine sign. And a sign that where Jupiter in Aries can be domineering. And one of the many expressions of the domineering masculine will be suppression, harm, abuse of things that are considered vulnerable, feminine, childlike, innocent, etc. Like in that sense, Jupiter in Aries is like a domineering, you know, sort of like tyrant. So you can certainly make the case that that's sort of in the air right now. And I'm going to get to the flip side of that a little bit later in this series of five things, because I think there is a way of turning this jewel, because I personally don't believe that the archetypes are political. I think that the archetypes are always expressing things that are happening in the collective, including every last political thing that's happening. The planets can adequately represent how someone feels, you know, on one side of an issue that feels very certain that they're right. And the same planetary combination could potentially represent someone on the other side who really feels that they're right, of like any issue. So, but do I think that there is some way of looking at this as something that is trying to dominate, suppress, harm, abuse, things like family, women, children, etc.? Yes, I think that's one way of looking at it. I don't think it's surprising that Saturn is really empowered back-to-back Saturn-ruled signs, Capricorn, Aquarius. And Saturn is the, you know, the devourer of children, among other things. If you guys watch my channel, you know that I don't like all the bad press on Saturn. I love to talk about the really amazing, beautiful, mystical dimensions of Saturn too. But like, Saturn does eat kids, you know, like that's like kind of part of what Saturn does. Well, you have Pluto. It's also can be real dark, subterranean, malefic kind of planet. Culminating, meaning it's at those anaretic degrees, it's finishing a long journey in the sign of Capricorn. Not surprisingly, we're seeing some real rot like coming to the surface, you know, not just, you know, in the collective. And I'm not just talking about one thing. I mean, to me, divisiveness in general is part of the rot, but also we're seeing this stuff kind of rise to the surface in our personal lives. A lot of people are going to be in the next year or so, as Pluto changes signs into Aquarius as well, you're going to see more of this bubbling over. But this is like Jupiter in Aries, square the new moon in Cancer. You're thinking about the potential for arguments about ideology, about faith, about belief, about principles, entering into units bonded together emotionally or biologically, and trying to tear them apart. You could also look at Jupiter in Aries squaring Cancer, the Cancer Sirian new moon, for example, as you know, one example of it would be an ideology of hatred that fuels the desire to tear someone or something apart that you don't like or that you feel is at odds. That's why, for example, it's a really good picture of like civil war or civil strife, or like Hatfields versus McCoys. It just has that feeling to it, where it's like, oh, you believe something that I really don't believe, so I'm going to try to tear your union apart. You either are part of my thing or you're against me, in which case I have to like eliminate you. So it's very polarizing, it's very emotional, and it tends to be about, you know, you're either a part of my, you know, bond, or you're like, I'm, you know, I want you out, or I might even take you out or something like that. So that's sort of the heaviest part of this new moon. But there's some positive things too. We'll get to those. So you think about Jupiter's will and way, number two, just pushing its agenda on someone or something vulnerable. For example, this could be if you're in the seventh grade and there's someone who wants to do something, you know, really risky, like, hey, Jimmy, let's jump off the bridge into the river. It's like, that's a really long way up, Jimmy. And I don't know how deep it is down there. And Jimmy's like, come on, man, let's do it. You know, it's like the big sort of radical, fanatical, intense, willful Jupiter in Aries potentially sort of trying to push its agenda onto something that's more sensitive or vulnerable or, you know, emotionally intelligent. It's sort of more like, I just think anything that's like big, hot, fiery, intense, driven, assertive, you know, impatient, potentially sort of intemperate, being like, do this now. And the Cancerian end could feel a little bit like, oh, you know, handle with care, please slow your roll, you know? So there could be just also within us psychologically, you could have that feeling of one part of you sort of bullying or pushing something or bulldozing, and the other part being like, this feels too fast. It feels like too much. And that doesn't have necessarily anything. I'm not trying to connect that to anything happening necessarily in the collective. That's just watch for that in general. Number three, big actions and big feelings. To me, this could be positive or negative. That's why I sort of kept it neutral. Big actions and big feelings, almost like a wave of charisma, a wave of powerful emotions with an action orientation behind them. I feel something, let's do something. It's, you know, big, bold, but really deeply emotional. You know, if you've ever seen, you know, a kid, like my daughter is like, she's pretty shy. She's got a Pisces moon and everything. Or my youngest. She's also got Mars in her first house. And it's funny because once in a while, you know, she'll go from like the sweet sort of shy one to like something will bubble over. And you just feel that intensity of emotion behind the way she expresses her will or her frustration or something. And it's like, wow, you know, it's like a pot of water boiling over. So Jupiter in Aries is bringing the heat to the kettle that is the home cooked kettle of Cancer, and kind of, it can give like really big, strong, charismatic emotions. It could be very positive, like joy and fun and almost like a holy roller. You know, actually last night I went with my friend, Sean, who's a local astrologer that I'm good friends with, Sean Nygaard. He's giving a talk with the Summer Speaker Series. He's a good buddy of mine. We went and saw Elvis, the new Baz Luhrmann movie. And I was just thinking, God, this is so Jupiter in Aries square Sun in Cancer. Like it was such a, yeah, well, go see it if you like his movies, or if you like rockumentaries, I guess they're called. Is it rockumentary? I think that's what they're called. But it was like holy roller, holy Elvis, the hips, the, you know, the rhythm and blues, the background in gospel music. I mean, it was just, and his friendship with BB King. I loved the whole thing. I thought it was a really interesting movie. And I kept thinking, man, that quality of Elvis, where it's just like the emotions just take over the young girls in the audience. And that was, he was actually, did you know, he was like accused of breaking segregation laws because they said he was imitating the movements with his hips of black musicians. So they were going to like, there were people who wanted to like, you know, run him out of town because of that. It's just crazy. I had no idea. I didn't know much about Elvis at all. Anyway, not that I do now either. I watched like a 2.5-hour movie, but it was really interesting, very charismatic, potentially like, you know, speaking in tongues, rolling in the aisles, but also, you know, big blow-ups, like a boiling pot. So that energy is toning the cycle ahead. We've got to be careful with that in general. No matter how right I feel or how angry I feel about something, my first principle because of my yoga practice is always, well, there's a couple of them, I guess, but one of them is always I need to get quiet before I speak. I can't learn how to speak to just about anything from a place that's really me unless I'm regularly listening, because the real me needs time and space to usually come out and like mean what it says and say what it means. And so I think, you know, this week, especially with Mars, Pluto, we gave some, Ashley and I talked about some plant remedies we recommend, but like just taking time for yourself, if you can find a little bit, I know it's hard, especially if you're a parent, like, you know, it's hard to find little nooks and crannies between all the different things that are going on in family life. But the next one is protection, guardianship, and stewardship. So this to me is the flip side, right? So I have an family member, extended family member, who is, I would say, like a very gentle spirited pro-lifer. And I'm, you know, I'm like a pro-choice type of person. So I think about conversations that I've had with her. And this is why I was saying earlier about, you know, how archetypes, you can see an archetype flipped anyway. From her perspective, it's not one I agree with necessarily, but, you know, from her perspective, this energy to her right now is all about, you know, and I can't fathom it because I don't agree like philosophically or whatever, but she in her sweet heart, because she's a very sweet person, she really thinks this is about protecting the unborn and so forth. So it's just funny to me. I think it's funny because, you know, to safeguard the sweetness of that relationship, there are certain things we just don't talk about. You probably know some people like that in your life. And in general, I can respect that's where she believes she's coming from, even though, you know, that's, so you get it. Everyone's talking about this right now for the most part, or a lot of people are. My point is, can you say, you know, wherever you may stand, the same energies of Jupiter and Aries square the Cancerian energy would be the feeling of trying to protect something innocent, trying to guardian something from being hurt or bullied, trying to steward something or defend or protect something that's good and true. And a lot of people feel that way right now. And I think, I don't know, I think it's important. Whenever I talk to people, like, you know, in my life that I know to be good people that I am like just dead set on, you know, I like to have serious disagreement with, I try to start from the standpoint of knowing that the same archetype that is at work in my sense of righteousness is probably at work in theirs. And that doesn't make me feel like there is no right or wrong. It makes me remember that my first job is to love people and to speak from that place of seeing the best in people, and to be patient, even if it's painful. Now, I'm not in, you know, there are people who might be called to action, you know, and not just, I know, I'm not a particularly politically involved person, but this is the kind of thing that could really, if you're, you know, you could be feeling like you need to do something, you know, and like, that's a powerful part of the energies that are in the air right now with Mars and Pluto too. So I think one way of thinking about this energy is the feeling of needing to protect, advocate, to guard or defend something vulnerable or that you feel deep emotional conviction about, yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's a hard one. It's hard to talk about all this stuff lately. That's all I can just say that. It's just hard. It's just been hard. For me, the there is a way that we can protect, defend, stand up for things, advocate in a way that is inherently still gentle, kind, graceful, merciful, humble, and aims to see the best in those that we disagree with. And I believe in that kind of action as being the most effective, regardless of what your sphere of influence or activity might look like. So That's how I feel. Those are my beliefs about that. But this is back to the archetypes. This is in the air. It's kind of a mama bear energy, you know. It's protective. It feels like you know, driven to protect things that, you know, like if you were going to the picture of the old Western where, you know, the family, like Little House on the Prairie or something. It's very pioneering. It's very, you know, find a plot of land and build something beautiful and, you know, start your own thing. And, you know, there's a lot of that in the air too, with Jupiter in Aries square, the Cancerian dynamic. And there's a lot of that in American history. And I'm speaking now, of course, just to this part of the world, but like, there's a lot of that sense of like, and the United States is Cancerian, you know, our birth was Cancerian as a country. And so there's a lot of like deep clannish emotional investment in where you live and what you belong to and your culture and your feelings and your beliefs. And there's a lot of that is so deeply Cancerian, and Jupiter in Aries is really going to trigger some of that stuff that's, you know, well deep in us. So it's just a good time to go to the well ourselves spiritually and emotionally, so that we don't end up throwing someone in a well, I guess, or ourselves. I don't know. Anyway, number five is maybe the most exciting, and I'll end on it, which is just that Jupiter squaring a new moon can mean that there's lots of like growth, developments. Jupiter is very fertile, and Jupiter was actually a planet associated with sperm and with fertility in ancient astrology. So, you know, exciting news, surprising developments. If you know tarot, I get a little bit of a Page of Cups feeling from this transit, like exciting news of new life, of new opportunity. And the feeling of something sweet and young, like a tender young plant that's being put in the ground, you know, straight from the nursery or whatever. So I like this as a month where there could be a lot of joy and a lot of kind of youthful, sweet summer energy. And I say that regardless of where you live. I think that could just be sort of in the air archetypally. All right. Well, that's what I've got. The episodes this week, you know, they've just, there is some heat in the air. There's some serious energy going on right now. Like, oh my God, my meditation practice has really been helping me this week. I hope you guys have something you can rely on, even just a walk with a trusted friend, silence, you know, whatever works for you. I hope you're able to find it. We will be looking at the Mars Pluto dynamic again, as well as the astrology of July and horoscopes for July. So that'll be coming up. Stay tuned. I hope you guys are having a good week so far.